today after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
That's Vitaly Churkin there. He's the Russian ambassador to the UN, announcing the success of former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres and his bid to be the next UN Secretary General. But behind the closed doors of the Security Council, how did this all play out? How did they arrive at that? Ian Howie is a former United Nations staff member and an adjunct professor of international relations at RMIT. Professor Howie, how was Antonio Guterres selected? How does the process usually work?
Well, it's a long and contracted process. It has been in the past. The critical players are the five permanent members of the Security Council. They make the decision. But this year, it was very different in that there were a number of straw polls, and the sixth and final one was held yesterday. And much to the surprise of those who follow the selection process, Antonio Guterres was chosen, someone who was, when the first of the straw polls began, was very much an outsider.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating about it. Why did the Security Council come to an agreement so quickly?
Yes, it was quick. We expected
really quick.
We expected something at the end of October. We thought, as these appointments, particularly at the senior most level in the UN system, are by geographic regions, and it was widely assumed that it was the East Europeans' turn, and that the Russians would be critical in this, and they would still be lobbying for their candidate. At the beginning of the process, the Bulgarian woman who heads UNESCO was thought to be the hot favourite. Her name is Irina Bokova. But she somewhat faded, even though there was strong support for the first woman Secretary General. And Guterres, who performed so well in all the straw polls, came out. And even at the end, it was Vitaly Churkin, the Russian UN ambassador, who made the announcement. Many surprises in the corridors of the UN.
You just mentioned the female front runner that sort of didn't quite work out. But there was much talk that it would be a woman, also an Eastern European woman, but a woman nonetheless, because, of course, Helen Clark has also been in the mix. And yet they didn't make that decision. Is that controversial?
Yes, it will be controversial, but I'm not sure how controversial within the UN Secretariat building there on the East River. It was widely felt, and rightly so, that it was time for a woman candidate. And Helen Clark was seen as an early front runner for the position, even though not from the East European group, but former New Zealand Prime Minister, current head of the UN Development Programme, very skilled, widely regarded. But in none of the straw polls did she poll all that well. And as I said, continuously, Antonio Guterres came out, and he's a very skilled diplomat, very urbane. He speaks multiple languages. The head of UNHCR, one of the better regarded agency, the High Commission for Refugees. He held that post for 10 years and the former Portuguese ambassador. But all that said, I think it came as a surprise. We thought that the major powers would negotiate during October and ultimately come up with an agreed candidate. But it only needs one of the permanent members of the Security Council to veto, and it's all over. Even though, for example, when Boutros-Ghali stood for a second term, 14 members of the Security Council were in favour. The Americans said no, and that was the end of his term. He didn't get a second run.
No, it's been a very surprising outcome. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you.
Ian Howie there. He's a former United Nations staff member and adjunct professor at RMIT that knows, well, quite a lot about the UN. Were you surprised by that decision? And I suppose also that surprising outcome that we heard a lot about the fact that it would likely be a woman who became the UN Secretary General, but that did not eventuate.